Chapter 9, Required Property Disclosures. There are several disclosures that you need to be aware of and provide to your buyer when selling property. Before we get into them, I want you to also remember to check with your local attorney or title company to see if there are any other disclosures that may be required in your state. Required financing disclosures. As for the financing disclosures, the company that is preparing your documents can do that based on the state the property is in. Always be sure to tell them to include any applicable disclosures that may be required, such as truth in lending and all RESPA documents. They are actually now called TRID documents. That stands for Truth in Lending RESPA Integrated Disclosures. As of this writing, it is not required to provide financing disclosures when selling a property with seller financing unless you fall under Dodd-Frank. However, I always like to include them or have my RMLO include them. This basically means it is not required if you are selling to an investor. Your document preparation company can provide them for you if needed. Protect your family from lead in your home. The first disclosure I want to show you is the lead-based paint disclosure. This document is actually called Protect Your Family from Lead in Your Home. This is a federal disclosure that is required to be given to any purchaser or tenant on a property that was built before 1978. Here is the actual document below. I have also included a digital copy on the forms disk of this and all disclosures for you to use. This is another reason I like double-wide mobile homes, as I'm buying ones built in the late 90s or 2000s and no disclosure is required. Lead-based paint addendum. The next disclosure that I want to show you is the lead-based paint addendum that you will give to your buyer to sign acknowledging that they have received the lead-based paint brochure titled Protect Your Family from Lead in Your Home above. Here is the addendum below. Seller's Disclosure Statement. The next document I want to give you is the Seller's Disclosure Statement, which basically acknowledges that you have never lived in the property and that the buyer is buying as is where is. Here is the document. Residential Property Disclosure Statement. The next document is the Residential Property Disclosure Statement, which basically acknowledges any repair areas that you may know about the property. In this document, the seller basically checks the correct box for each item, acknowledging any repairs the seller may know of. I would suggest that you check the box No Representation for each item. Here is the document. Attorney Insurance Preference. Some states allow for the buyer to be able to choose who they get their homeowner's insurance through and which attorney or title company they use. Below is a sample form that we have used.